Vivian， 姐妹，现在呢，我们有请陈雅各牧师，张雅各牧师和 Vivian 姐妹。
Nice to be here again.
很高兴又再次来到大家的中间。
Special welcome to my friends from NMS Mission 24.
特别来我们欢迎我的来自 NCC 的一些朋友们。
They are students from many places: Taiwan, Norway, Estonia, I think, and also a couple of co-workers of NMS in Asia, in Hong Kong.
他们是来自于台湾，爱沙尼亚，还有一些来这边一起同工的一些学生们。
Thank you again for letting me share the gospel with you on a regular basis.
很高兴我可以作为一个长期的固定的来这里跟大家做一些分享。
It's a privilege.
这是我的一些荣幸。
I hope that through this sermon, I can encourage all of us to be committed followers of Christ.
希望通过今天的讲道，能够让大家更加的确认自己愿意做主门徒的这样一个信心。
Or said with other words, disciples of Christ.
也就是说，换一句话说，是成为主的门徒。
It is not just the 12 who are supposed to be disciples, it's all of us.
其实我们知道，这并不是说我们中间只有这12个人可以称为主的门徒。
And to be a disciple is not something, it's more than something, are more something we are, and not just only something we do.
成为主的门徒不是说我们是什么样的，而是说我们要成为怎么样的人。
More about that later.
那我们更会在后面更多的跟大家分享这个事情。
I don't know if we have the text on the slide. Do we have the text?
我们有今天的经文吗？
Things happen without me asking for it. I forgot.
我今天就没有给大家做特别的 PPT. 那我们主要的内容就是这个经文。
Let's read the text together, and you can read it in whatever language you want, English or Norwegian or Chinese.
那我们今天大家一起来读这段经文，大家用自己各自熟悉的语言来阅读。
So, Vivian can help us read, please.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
This is one of the few texts I know in Norwegian by heart.
这段经文是我为数不多的可以真正背下来的一段经文。
For så høyt har Gud elsket verden, at han ga sin sønn den enbårne, for at hver den som tror på ham skal bli frelst, men ikke gå fortapt.
雅各牧师刚刚证明了他可以用挪威语把它背出来。
See, I messed up. I'm not very good at learning by heart.
我其实不太擅长于记东西。
My wife says I'm very good at remembering figures and places. But learning by heart, I'm not good at.
我太太常常说我可厉害记这些数字啊，记一些地方啊，但是记经文我不太行。
So when I learn a text in the Bible reasonably well by heart, it's actually quite good for me.
所以我能把这段经文这么完完整整的背下来，对我来说确实不太容易的。
This passage in the Bible has its own name.
这段经文其实在圣经里有自己的名字。
It's called the Little Bible.
其实它叫做小圣经。
Because it contains the essence of sort of the whole Bible.
因为呢，它包含了圣经的和我们基督教信仰的一些精髓。
It says the most important thing for us.
它说的对我们来说最重要的一些事情。
God loved the world.
神爱这个世界。
And we humans are his children.
我们人类是他的孩子。
And God has sent his only son to us in order to be sacrificed for us.
神把他的独生子赐给我们。
So that we can be saved and have eternal life.
牺牲了他的独生子让我们能够得救。
And the little Bible has stayed in my heart for most of my life.
这个小圣经在我的脑海里一直萦绕着。
I can say it's become the basis for my life.
这我可以说这既是我生活的一个基石。
I have been blessed by John 3:16 for most of my life.
我被这段经文一直深深地影响着。这段经文是约翰福音三章十六节。
I think I must have been about 10 years old when I learned it.
我大概是从我十岁的时候我就接触到这段经文。
And I have really needed to know it.
我真的是那时候是迫切的想要了解它。
I'm not sure many of you know it, but my dad died when I was 11.
那我不知道大家是有些人可能知道，我的父亲是在我十一岁的时候过世的。
And when I was 27, my mother died.
当我二十七岁的时候，我的母亲也过世了。
And that means I have been, an orphan for about 40 years.
所以我其实差不多做了四十年的孤儿了。
So, but this text gives me hope.
但是这段经文确确实实给我带来了希望。
God promised us eternal life.
神应允了我们一个永生。
And when you experience death as a child, you really need to have that hope.
当你作为一个孩童的时候，你经历了这些，你会觉得说这段经文对我来说真的是至关重要。
And when I grew up,My faith in eternal life and God gave me another big gift.
当我知道了这个永生这段经文之后，我觉得这是神给我的一个莫大的礼物。
Because life itself became much better.
因为生命变得如此的美好。
And death became less scary.
而死亡对我来说也不这么容易惧怕了。
Because death is life's darkest problem.
因为所有的惧怕，对生命的惧怕是因为死亡。
And none of us can really escape that question.
而我们任何人都不可能逃越对死亡的这个最后的质疑。
And when this problem is solved, life itself becomes more happy.
如果对这个问题的疑问我们解决了，那我们这个生命就会变得更加的美好。
This is one of the reasons why the gospel is called good news.
所以我们为什么在这段经文里面会说这是一个好消息？
Actually, I think many of you know that the Greek word the Greek word for the gospel means good news. It actually has that in the meaning.
而福音在希腊文里面，它的翻译就是好消息的意思。
And then there is another word in John 3:16 that is not spoken very much in the churches today.
而在约翰福音三章十六节中，还有一个词在我们现在说的不是特别多的。
And that is a serious word. It's the word perish.
还有一个词叫做灭亡。
And what does it mean? The word perish. Perish means for tupped in Norwegian.
Perish 这个词到底是什么意思？在挪威语说里面是意思是灭亡。
In Mandarin is 灭亡 and in Cantonese is 灭亡。
这句不用翻了。
So in my dictionary, the translation for that is destroyed.
所以在我的我的字典里面，这个意思就是完全的破坏掉。
Become extinct.
变成了一种消灭的状态。
And to die out.
直接就是完全不见了。
To sum that up, it gives the meaning of non-existence.
也表示出它已经不再存在了。
So God teaches us that we are eternal beings.
而神告诉我们说，我们是永生的。
But there are some who will lose this eternity and be gone forever.
而我们是将会失去永恒，就此消失的。
Do you remember how John, in another part of the Gospel, defines eternal life?
大家还记得约翰福音中怎么是定义这个永生这个词吗？
It's in John 17:3.
在约翰福音的第十七章第三节里面。
Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
I am so glad God has given me hope of eternal existence.
我很欣慰的，我很开心的是，神告诉我如何是永生这个概念。
If you don't have it, you can have it too today.
如果你还没有有它的话，那今天你可以拥有它。
I think most people, if they look deep enough into their hearts,
如果大家在自己的内心深处想一想，
they have this thought that they are eternal, that we are forever.
大家是否有想过自己内心是自己是永生的，是永远不会消灭的？
I think it's God that has put that feeling into our heart.
我觉得这是神把这种感觉放到了我们的心里。
And God has a good intention of coming to earth.
神有他来到我们这个世间的意义和目的。
He don't want to condemn us.
他并不是想来谴责我们。
Rather, God sent his son to earth to help us.
他把他的独生爱子赐给我们，是让他来解救我们。
Jesus is the outstretched hand of God.
耶稣是神伸出来的那双手。
And those who does not believe this, on the other hand, are already being condemned.
而那些不信这些事情的人，已经往往被谴责了。
Condemned by themselves.
被他们自己所谴责了。
And this verse is not so easy to understand.
这些词可能不怎么容易理解。
One way to explain this verse is this one.
那我们用一种方式来解释这个经文。
When someone refuses to believe or refuses to take the outstretched hand of God, you condemn yourself by that action.
当一个人拒绝相信并拒绝接受神伸出来的那双双手的时候，其实他这种行为就是已经在谴责了自己。
So the condemnation is brought upon by us by ourselves.
所以这种行为是由我们自己来选择决定的。
But what happens to people if they do not hear about Jesus or doesn't understand the gospel when they hear it?
那如果这些完全从来没有听过福音的人，他们第一次听说，他们现在还不信，他们会怎么样？
Can they be condemned when they had no chance to believe?
如果他们还没有机会去相信，那他们会被谴责吗？
I believe there are many reasons for being hindered to believe.
我知道还有很多的原因会阻碍人们去相信神，去听福音。
And not all of them are dependent on yourself.
而很多人他们不是取决于他们自己的本意。
You can be led astray by other people.
对，你可能会被其他人所影响了。
And of course, it's very serious to let other people stumble.
也可能是说让其他的人不能够去听到福音这件事情。
The Bible gives us stern warnings about that.
圣经里面也告诉我们有一段经文是讲这个的。
On the other hand, there are also a lot of instances that people refuse to believe for some reason inside themselves.
那有些人他们在受阻的原因，那我们也会理解到这些是怎么发生的。
They know that if they believe, they must also try to change. They know that if they believe, they may have to try to change their lives.
他们明白说他们要如何去改变他们的生活。
And they don't really want to change.
而他们却不想改变。
So they make themselves not see the obvious signs of why they should believe.
所以他们看不到为什么他们要真正让这些去理解去了解圣经。
But what happens to people for some reason who don't believe it's a riddle? It's not easy to explain.
这个是不容易解释的一件事情。
Even when we cannot, God will fix it.
那神会解决这个事情。
Our responsibility is to accept Jesus.
我们的责任是去接受耶稣。
Don't let people who call themselves Christians stop you.
不要让那些自称是基督徒的人阻碍了你去认识耶稣。
Whatever they do is their matter.
无论他们怎么做的，都不会让你得到永生。
Don't let anybody stop you from being Christian.
不要让任何人阻止你成为一个基督徒。
When people who call themselves Christians behave badly, we only know half the story.
我们如果看到有些基督徒并没有行得像神要求我们的那样，可能我们只是看到了故事的一部分。
We can see what they are doing, but we don't really understand their hearts.
我们可能看到了他们表象所做的那些事情，但是我们并不能从心里面真正理解他们在做什么。
We're only guessing at their motivation.
我们可能在猜他们的动机是什么。
Don't let this guessing stop you from being Christian and receive Christ.
而不要让那些猜测阻碍你成为这个信耶稣的人。
Don't let this kind of things block your eternity.
而不要让这些事情阻碍你成为永生的那一个人。
Now, verses 19 to 21 is about light and darkness.
这节经文里面的19到20节是讲关于光明与黑暗的。
We all know what light and darkness is.
我们都知道什么是光明和黑暗。
And then we also hear about a verdict in the same verses.
我们也看到这个经文里面有个词叫 verdict， 就是判决的意思。
A verdict is a term from law.
这个词呢，通常是一个法院的里面的用语。
from a court of law.
是法院里面常常会用的词汇。
A verdict is often a decision about something that has taken place and why.
这个判决通常是对已经发生的事情做出一个判断，并做出决定的事情。
It's often a statement about why somebody had been found guilty or not guilty about something.
这像是一份说明，好像告诉人们说明说这个人到底是有罪还是无罪的。
However, here the verdict, this word is used, I feel, in a bit unusual way.
而这里这个判决，我常常觉得说它用在一个比较不寻常的地方。
Verse 19 says the verdict is this.
这个第十九节判决里面他是这么说的
that the light of the world has come into the world but is not received by the world
世上的光来到了世上却没有被世人接受
and why?
为什么呢
because the world loved darkness and hate the light
因为这个世界喜欢黑暗却憎恶光明
and why do bad people hate light?
那为什么这些坏人会不喜欢憎恶光明呢
Or people who have done bad things, why do they hate light?
那人家做坏事的人，他为什么会觉得他们并不喜欢这个光明呢
Because the light reveals these bad things to other people and themselves.
因为光明会让他们所做的坏事显现出来。
The reason they hate light is obvious.
那他们不喜欢光明的原因也在于此。
In the light, bad deeds will be seen and punishment will come.
因为在光明中，坏事相会被看见，并且呢，会遭到惩罚。
Although the words are a bit mysterious, they generally are not too difficult to be understood.
虽然这些词汇听起来有些神秘，但是总的来说并不难理解。
Jesus is the light from God that has come from God.
耶稣是来自天父那里的光。
And Jesus is the one that is accepted or rejected.
而耶稣是那个被接受或者被拒绝的那个人。
So many people reject Jesus because they have to admit guilt if they do accept Jesus.
而很多人没有接受耶稣，是因为他们觉得说自己要接受自己生活中做的不对的那些事情，对自己的生活方式感到愧疚。
Of course, this guilt is actually the reason why they should accept.
而愧疚其实恰恰是应该他们为什么要接受耶稣的原因。
So many people are losing eternal life because of their pride.
而很多人就是因为他们的这种骄傲，让他们丧失了和与神同在的一种永生。
Simply put, it's a lot of darkness in all of us.
简单的来说，这是我们很多人心中的这种黑暗。
There are jealousy, anger, and egoism in all of us.
比如说像嫉妒啊、自私啊、愤怒啊。
And even those when we have chosen to walk in the light, it's painful when we have the light on us sometimes.
而当光照耀到这些事情上的时候，往往会让我们感到羞愧和痛苦。
We don't want people to see that side.
我们并不想把这一面展现给别人。
We only want them to see our good sides.
我们只想让别人看到我们好的那一面。而好的事情，我们所做的那些好事情让人看见。
We don't want our evil deeds to be exposed.
而我们不想让我们做的那些见不得人或者是羞愧的事情被人看见。
Do you know what expose means in photography?
大家知道这个曝光这个事情在摄影里面是什么意思吗？
It means to let light come onto a film.
就是说让光线照射到这个相机上，胶片上。
It's to let light come onto the sensor.
或者是让这个光照到这个相机的这个传感器上。
And there is another meaning of exposed.
而这个曝光这个事情还有另外一层含义。
It's a deed revealed, an action made visible to yourself and to others.
它表示说如何揭露的行为，它可以让自己和他人可以看到的那种行为。
And verse is talking also about people who has come into the light.
而第二十一节中我们也看到了我们
people who live by the truth.
那些在真实中生存的人。
In other words, they are willing to be exposed by the light.
而那些按照真理生活的人，他们是愿意走进光明的。
They are willing to, in truth, reveal themselves.
他们愿意被光来曝露。
And to others, how they act and how they live.
而愿意向他人展示自己如何真实的生活的。
They are also, the word says, willing to live in the light of God.
他们也就像经文所说的一样，愿意活在神的真光中。
I have told you that the light of God is Jesus.
我告诉过你，神的光就是耶稣。
Do you think it's always easy to live in that light?
大家觉得
close to Jesus?
大家觉得这样一直生活在这个真光中是容易的事情吗？
Of course not. Sometimes truth and living in the light of Jesus is painful.
当然不是了，因为有时候活在真理和在耶稣的真光之下生活是非常的痛苦的。
But if you want to be more happy, understanding, and living in truth of what you are, it's the first step to come into the light.
但是如果你想生活得更加的快乐，那么真正了解你自己是谁，那么暴露在真光之下，这是第一步。
In English, we say.
在英语中我们会说。
No gain without pain.
在中文中我们会说一份耕耘一份收获。
You know this when you go to the gym.
大家会知道你如果去健身的话。
And you have to, in our setting, it means to face the truth about yourself, also the bad things.
那你会知道说面对现实可能是痛苦的。
Pain in order to improve.
你要收获一些痛苦，以至于让你自己能够获得进步。
Of course, this is not about salvation. I'm not talking about salvation today, mostly.
今天我不是主要是讲关于救赎的这件事情。
You got that as soon as you believed.
只要你相信你会得到救赎的。
Here, to live in the light is to learn how to grow as a Christian.
这里我们在圣经里讲的是，如果作为一个基督徒，如何可以自我成长。
How to become a better person.
如果变成一个更好的人。
And you don't need to be afraid of this light.
你也不需要因为这些经文感到自己害怕。
The good news is this.
好消息是。
God already knows about your life and how you have lived it up until today.
神已经知道你的生活方式，已经知道你所有的过往，直到今天为止。
God still loves us no matter what.
但是神无论如何，无论你过去是怎么样，或者在做的什么，他都一直是爱你的。
What you have done in the past or will do in the future.
无论你过去做了什么，或者将来将要做什么，神都爱你。
However, it's very clear that God requires you to be willing to live in His life.
而神其实是恰恰是要求我们能够活在他的真道里面。
And He has also promised to give you strength to face your own shortcomings.
而同时，他也会给你力量，能够让你去面对这些挑战。
And through that, God will make you a better person.
通过这种方式，神让我们变成一个更好的人。
One of my friends in Hong Kong is called Peter, not his real name actually.
我在香港有一个好朋友，他叫彼得。
Peter experienced coming into the light of Jesus.
彼得确实他经历了这段通过神的光到他生活中的这个过程。
Peter came from a good background. He had a rich family, and they wanted to make sure that Peter got a good education.
彼得的家世不错，然后家里的人都希望他能够拥有一个很好的教育背景。
So this Peter was a guy who felt pretty good about himself. He knew how to behave.
他在认识神之前，他一直觉得对自己的自我感觉都挺良好的。
I spent a lot of time with him.
我其实跟他在一起花了很多的时间。
You actually could call him my disciple.
你甚至可以把他叫做我的门徒。
Even though I wasn't very much aware of the meaning of the word disciple in those days. Back in the 90s, 80s and 90s.
在我接触彼得的那段时间，大概是90年代。其实我那时候并不真正了解什么叫做门徒或者门徒的门训人。
I kind of thought that disciples, okay, that's where the 12 that Jesus had.
我其实以为就门徒就只是耶稣的那12个而已。
When we got to know Peter, he was not a Christian.
当我们认识彼得的时候，他还不是基督徒。
But through our church, he became a Christian and he started to believe in Jesus.
而他来到我们教会之后，他开始相信耶稣，成为了一个基督徒。
I think it was because the church took good care of him.
我相信这是因为我们的教会很好的照顾了他。
And Peter liked to spend time with us.
彼得也很愿意在教会花他的时间，在他这里跟我们在一起。
Although I think he didn't really understand why he needed Jesus as a savior.
其实刚开始他并不真正理解说为什么耶稣是我的拯救者。
He didn't see himself as a sinner.
他不觉得自己是有一个罪的罪人。
He was a good guy.
他是个好人。
You Chinese would know 好人，系乜嘢？系咪 ？You know what a good person is.
大家都知道中文说好人是什么含义。
Often we go around thinking that we are 好人。
我们常常会觉得自己是个不错的好人呀。
So the word sin in the Bible is actually a bit confusing to Chinese.
所以在圣经里面的这个罪人这个词，在中文里面大家有时候会有一点点的疑惑。
The basic meaning of the character for sin means crime.
这个基础含义是说，其实是一个犯罪了的人。
And now, of course, it's dangerous to be me because I'm talking to Chinese. I hope I'm right.
It's correct. 他说的是对的，就是说犯罪的人就在圣经里我们说叫做罪人。
But the Christian meaning of sin is a little bit different from crime.
但是在其实，在基督教的教义里面，这个罪人其实还有另外一层含义的。
Actually, it can be quite different.
是，其实是可以是相当的不同。
Most importantly, it means disobedience to God.
其实我们可以把它解释为说他是不服从上帝的人。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you break laws in this world.
也不是说你在世俗当中好像我做了什么犯罪的事情。
Except maybe the Ten Commandments.
可能是并就是。
And of course, Peter, he felt that he hadn't done any crimes.
彼得他并没有做任何犯罪的事情。
Consequently, his understanding that he was needing to be forgiven to God for his crimes was.
但是他常常被告知说啊，你得做接受神的宽恕。
However, one day I remember sitting with Peter and some other guys in a small group, and then Peter suddenly said.
我有一次跟其他人坐在一个小组讨论的时候，彼得突然说话了。
After getting to know Jack.
他说我认识了杰克以后。
And Jack is my English name, by the way.
杰克是我的雅各牧师的英文名字。
So he was talking about me.
他在说我。
After I got to know Jack, I realized I was a bad person.
在我认识了雅各牧师之后，杰克，我觉得我其实不算个好人。
I was not a good person, he said.
他觉得我不是个好人。
I think it was kind of Peter's faith breakthrough.
我觉得这是彼得信仰上的一个突破。
Of course, we all laughed when he said that because he knew me. He knew he was bad.
那我们当听说这个的时候，大家都笑成一团了。其实我们也觉得他不是个坏人。
So he had to explain himself.
所以他就要解释一下，说为什么他觉得他自己不是个好人。
And Peter said, "I used to think I was a good person."
彼得说，我觉得我以前是一个常规意义的好人。
However, when I compare myself to the Bible and what God tells me in my heart.I know I'm not good.
但是当我把自己和圣经以及上帝对我们要求作为一个好人的标准相比较的时候，我觉得自己其实并不足够的好。
He was right. People are not good.
他是对的，因为人无完人。
They are both good and bad.
大家都有这个犯罪和过犯的一面。
We all have sinned and will sin again.
我们都有犯过罪，可能也会再犯。
And when you look closely at people, most of us is run by egoism.
因为如果当你仔细观察你周边的人的时候，多多少少你都会发现人都有自私的那一面。
But Peter had been shown the real nature of what was inside in him through the Bible.
而我的朋友彼得被圣灵启示他的真实的本性那一面。
And the Holy Spirit had spoken to him in his heart about this.
而我们的圣灵对他的心说了话，让他启发了他这一点。
He was not what he thought he was.
他不是他自己想象的那样。
The Holy Spirit had convinced him of his sinfulness.
圣灵让他自己认识到自己的罪。
And even better, the Holy Spirit had helped him decide in his heart to belong to Jesus.
而更好的是，这个圣灵让他意识到他要追随耶稣，作为耶稣的门徒。
Peter have had the light of Jesus shone upon his life.
彼得他的生活受到了上帝的光的照耀。
So I think we all need help to live in the light.
我想我们所有的人都需要这样的光在我们的生活中。
How can the church help people to live in the light?
那我们的教会是如何帮人们帮我们的会众可以在这个光之下生活？
In short, I believe the best way to do is what we already are trying to do to implement a discipleship training program in church.
我觉得我们目前能够做到这一点的，也就是我们已经在实施当中的，就是进行我们的门徒训练。
How did Jesus train his disciples?
耶稣是如何训练他自己的十二个门徒的呢？
Jesus used a kind of on-the-job training.
耶稣其实是差不多就是在职训练。
He had conversations with his 12 and then he sent them out to do the work.
他常常会跟他们一对一的说话，或者把他们派出去。
And most of the time he sent them out two by two.
而常常他就把他们两个两个的派出去。
And the reason he did not send them out alone was because he knew they needed each other.
为什么他不把他们一个一个的派出去呢？就是他觉得很多时候他们需要互相的支持和帮助。
They need support when sharing with other people.
他们需要当他们在跟别人做分享的时候，需要彼此的支持。
To protect each other from dangers.
能够互相的保护，当他们遇到危险的时候。
If accident happened, they would be more easily overcome if they were two.
如果他们发生什么意外的时候，他们就不会孤单。
And it's more easy to escape temptation if you are two people.
因为如果是一个人的时候，你会很容易受到各种的诱惑。
If two men talk to one woman, it's okay.
大家想象一下，如果是两个男的和一个女的在说话的时候。
But it's more risky if you're one man and one woman talks together.
但是如果是一个男的跟一个女的说话的时候，是不是这个，就是
？Of course, it's the same way. If two women talks to one man and one woman talks to one man, it's the same, of course.
所以二对一和一对一的说话，他们所遇到的挑战和试炼是不一样的。
It's great help to have somebody at your side.
很，你觉得如果你旁边站了一个人，多多少少心里会有一些安心。
To help you walk and stay in the light of Jesus.
那你就可以在，就是，照着神的光这样去走下去。
When you stumble, you can be pulled up by your friend.
如果你跌倒的话，你可以被你的朋友拉起来。
That is how Jesus made disciples.
所以耶稣为什么要造就他的十二个门徒？
He was the model discipler.
那些都是他，扶起来的那些人。
Early in the sermon, I spoke about my time together with Peter in Hong Kong.
我之前讲到了我的在香港的朋友彼得。
At that time, I was doing the work of a discipler.
我那个时候是在做门徒训练的。
Because I spent a lot of time with him.
因为我又跟他花了很长的时间。
But I wasn't really conscious about it.
但是其实我并没有真正意识到我是在做他的门徒训练。
At that time, I thought my duty as a pastor was to teach, give out Holy Communion, and to baptize.
那时候作为一个牧师，我是觉得说我的主要任务可能就是讲道啊，去受洗啊，然后照顾一些会众。
I thought that my most important job was to organize the church.
我觉得我最重要的任务可能就是把教会整理得井井有条。
I was a bit wrong.
其实这其实不太对。
Organize the church, teach people, give communion, do baptism. Of course, it's important.
我刚刚所说的那些事情其实也是重要的。
However, now I feel it's more important that the impact you can give as a discipler.
其实，但是更重要的是，你作为一个门训者，你更大的一个影响力是什么
？I think I can see this model from Jesus.
我从耶稣的身上，其实更多的看到了这一点。
Jesus spent most of his 3 years of service teaching and training, and letting his 12 disciples test out what he taught them.
那耶稣呢，花了3年的传道时间，大部分都在教导和训练他这十二个门徒，那并且让他们能够检验他所教给他的那些知识。
And actually, his 3 years of service, he spent most of his time with these 12 guys.
而他这三年的这个传道的时间，大部分都是跟这个十二个人在一起。
And now we can see how much he accomplished.
那我们现在看他的大事工已经成就了多少。
There are churches and Christians all over the world.
我们现在的教堂是遍布了全世界。
What we do as a disciple impact people on a deeper level than just hearing me standing here talking. Actually,
作为一个门徒，我们所作所为往往是可以影响更多人，就而不是仅仅我站在这里这么说给大家听。
One or one or one or four in a group in a discipleship group, we can change persons' values.
我们作为一个门徒训练的时候，一对一或者一对多，它都可以真正的改变一个人的价值观。
And if you change a person's values, that person's life changes more.
你如果能够改变这个人的价值观，你能够更深层次的改变这个人的人生。
A teacher often teaches without knowledge of his students.
而一个老师通常只是把他所知道的知识传授给他的学生。
A discipler must know his disciples.
而我的门作为一个门训者，你要真正的认识你的门徒。
He must know their strengths and weaknesses.
你要了解你的门徒的优缺点。
And he must care personally for them.
你必须要亲身的去关怀他们。
I told you I know John 3:16 by heart.
我告诉大家说，我其实会背约翰福音3:16。
I also know the Great Commission quite well.
我也对这个伟大的大使命了解得很深。
The one in Matthew 28:18-20.
在马太福音28:18-20里面。
And here I just want to recite half of verse 19.
那我这里只会跟大家先分享这个19的一半。
Half of verse 19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations."
那句话叫做，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Many churches today are not making disciples of the people that come.
很多教会其实并没有把很多来的人真正的变为门徒。
More often we make them members.
很多人就觉得说，哎，他这些就是我们的会员。
We make them sit and listen to sermons and attend our programs.
我们让他们坐下来听我们讲道，然后参加我们的活动。
That's not bad in itself.
其实这本身并不坏。
However, it's not the most important thing the Great Commission tells us to do.
但这其实却不是真正的这个伟大的使命上我们做的那些事情。
We should make them disciples of Christ.
我们应该让那些人变成我们的门徒。
A church core activity should be to help people be committed followers of Christ.
而我们的核心活动是应该让这些人真正成为我们耶稣基督的追随者。
And every Sunday you can see this mission statement on the PowerPoint of the church.
每个礼拜天的早上，大家可以看到这个我们的这个大使命的这句话都会在我们的 PPT 上呈现出来。
I wonder if you know it.
我不知道大家是不是真的有注意到这一点。
To be and to make committed followers of Christ.
成为基督的忠实追随者。
I was very happy when I heard about this mission statement in our church.
我很开心，我可以在我们的教会看到这个使命的宣言。
And of course, to make committed followers of Christ is just another way to make disciples. Another word for making disciples.
而这个宣言呢，其实另一层含义就是我们将会做将会出现更多更多耶稣的门徒。
To me, and to be a disciple and a committed follower of Christ is a consequence of living your life according to John 3:21.
对我来说，想要作为一个基督徒，其实就是让我真正的能够按照约翰福音三章十六节这样行出我自己的事。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
但凡行真理的就来光，要显明他所行的是神所行的。
The church's main task is to help people to live by the truth.
而教会的一个主要任务就是让人们在真光中活着。
To come into the light and to stay there.
能够走进光里面，并留在光里面。
And to act in the way that pleases God.
并帮助他们成为以上帝喜悦的方式行事的人。
And our church wants to do this through making committed followers of Christ.
我们的教会希望通过培养忠诚的追随者来实现这样的一个目标。
Or to repeat our mission statements.
我们再来重复一下我们自己的大宣言。
To be and to make committed followers of Christ.
成为基督的忠实追随者。
Amen.
Amen.